弟兄姐妹大家好。
Hi brothers and sisters。
我们感谢主，主真的是每天在带领我们。
We thank the Lord, our Lord truly leads us daily。
像刚才诗歌唱的，
Just like we just sang。
在带领的过程有顺利也有不顺利。
During his leading, the process sometimes is smooth sailing, sometimes it's not。
有时候是我们觉得我们很喜悦有这样带领。
Sometimes we are happy that he leads us that way.
有时候我们可能不太希望主这样带领。
Sometimes that we do not like the way he leads us.
但是主，如果是主带领我们，
But if it's him who's leading us,
我们就顺服在他的手中。
So we are obedient under his hand.
像我们昨天有一些弟兄姐妹我们出去参观。
Yesterday, some of us brothers and sisters went out to see different things.
中间有一些不顺。
There were some difficulties.
但是如果是主带领的话，
But if the Lord was leading,
我们深信主有他美意。
We believe that He has His good will.
让我们这个人就不会因着外面环境而动摇。
Then we will not be shaken by the outward environment.
那我们就会常常把感谢赞美归给他。
Then we will always give the thanksgiving and praise unto him.
在我们开始之前读一段圣经。
I will read a place of scripture before we start.
希伯来书。
Book of Hebrews.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这是我们大家相信都很熟悉的圣经。
I think this is a scripture that everyone is familiar with.
我念给大家听。
I will read for you.
希伯来书十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the thing which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
特别是前面上半部，他说，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
Especially the first half.Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness.
因为主让我在这段时间有一些负担，所以我今天就讲几个故事。
Because the Lord has given me some burden during those times, therefore I would like to share several stories.
但愿这些能够激励我们。
I may those also encourage us.
我们还是有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主啊，每当我们来到你面前，
Lord, each time as we come before you,
我们实在是满心感谢你。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
因为我们又一次有机会聚集在你的脚前。
Because once again we have the opportunity to gather before your feet.
我们不知道明天如何。
We do not know how it goes tomorrow.
但是你今天召聚我们。
But today you have gathered us.
我们就知道主啊你还是顾念我们。
Then we know that Lord you still watch over us.
我们就知道主啊你实在是在我们当中。
We know that your presence is with us.
主啊所以我们就把握这个机会。
So we shall take hold of this opportunity.
主啊这个机会乃是我们能够与主与众圣徒在灵里面一同有交通。
This is the opportunity that we can share in the spirit with the Lord and with all the saints.
但愿主你自己纪念这一段时间。
Pray that you remember this time.
主啊用着我们的耳。
Use our ears.
主啊让我们能够在这里等候你。
So here we can wait upon you.
主啊我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give thanks and praise unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。我讲一些故事，是因为这段时间我有去参加一些旅游或聚会。
The stories I would like to share is because I went for some study tours and also some gatherings.
那在这几个礼拜这几个星期当中也常常跟少数的一些弟兄姐妹有点交通。
And also during those several weeks, I also had some fellowship with some brothers and sisters.
那所以也都零零碎碎的不是很完全。
So although it's not very complete, just in pieces.
那我也不知道是不是主有好像心里总是有点这样的感觉。
But I just have certain feelings in my heart.
原本其实今天不是我站在这边。
Actually, at first, it was not me standing here today.
我是大概一个多礼拜前临时被通知的。
I was being notified about a week ago.
但我感谢主，我相信这也是主的带领。
But I thank the Lord. I believe it is His leading.
所以我就觉得主是可能也许是要我把这些负担或交通能够有机会跟弟兄姐妹一起有点分享。
Therefore, I think that Lord gives me the opportunity to share with the burden that I have with brothers and sisters.
因为在几个礼拜、三个礼拜以前，伯弟兄在我们当中有一些分享。
Several weeks ago, Brother Bo had come to share with us.
弟兄姐妹也收获很多。
And brothers and sisters have gained much.
那其中伯弟兄交通到我们如果有那个永生。
And Brother Bo shared that if we have the eternal life,
这个永生，这个生命就自然会有一些表现。
Then this life will definitely have some manifestation.
那他在其中他讲了几点。
He had shared some points.
其中他讲了一点是那个生命的表现呢，其中有一个是身体上面的感觉。
And one point he shared that the manifestation of life is that the sense of the body.
那我觉得那真的是很重要。
I think it is very important.
我想大部分在这里聚会久一点的弟兄姐妹都知道。
I think most of you who have gathered here for quite a while knows that.
教会是主的身体。
The church is the Lord's body.
他是我们的头。
He is our head.
我们在这里聚集的地方乃是用的这个地方让这个身体有更多的交流更多的彼此互相供应
The place we gather is to use such place so that this body will have more fellowship with one another and provision with one another
然后这个身体可以逐渐的成长
Then this life can steadily grow
所以这个身体呢在就是每一位弟兄姐妹蒙恩得救的当你接受主，你得救了，你就自然在这个身体里面。
Therefore, for each brother sister who are saved by grace, then automatically you are being put into this body.
那这不是现在才有。
This does not just happen now.
这从当主升天、圣灵降下来的时候。
Ever since our Lord ascending heaven and the Holy Spirit descend,
这个身体就开始了。
This body has begun.
所以主就在这里上面开始带领。
So the Lord started to lead from there.
他的教会。
His church.
这个身体就逐渐增长。
Then this body slowly grows.
然后就会进入圣经所说的满有基督长成那个丰富的身体身量。
So just like the scripture says that it will grow into the full stature of Christ.
那我就交通一些这一次有一些经历有一些看见。
So I would like to share some experiences and the seeing that I have.
第一个呢，这不是历史。
First, that is not history.
我们二月份的时候到了爱尔兰，很中部的一个小城。
In February, we went to the middle part of Ireland, a little town.
这个小城我没去过之前，我也没听过。
This small town that before I went, I have never heard of it.
叫做 Athlone.
It's called Athlone.
我相信在座的大概也没有一个人听过。
I believe that none of you also have heard about this before.
很小的一个小城。
It's a very small town.
不过那个小城也有一个大学。
But that small town also has a university.
那边大概有将近200个中国的同学。
There are about 200 Chinese students.
那我们去那边有一点有四天的一个特别的聚会。
So we have 4 days of gathering there.
那四天当中，因为我们住在一个旅馆里面。
For those 4 days, we stayed in a hotel.
总共从海外过去的大概差不多将近30-40位。
There were about 30 or 40 brothers and sisters came there from overseas.
那在当地爱尔兰的一些弟兄姐妹大概有也是将近40位左右。
And also there were about 40 brothers and sisters from local Ireland.
所以他们就接待我们。
So they host us.
那个小城呢主要在那边的弟兄姐妹负责的弟兄姐妹他们都是开餐馆的。
And in that small town, most of the responsible brothers and sisters, they are own restaurants.
那当初来接待我们的就是负责弟兄。
And the responsible brother who hosts us.
后来我们才知道，原来他在餐馆是做，他是厨师。
Then later on, we realized he's a cook in his restaurant.
他平常就是炒菜。
And usually he just cooks.
然后主日他就交通。
And during Lord's Day, he shares.
那他们主日聚集的时间是通常，因为他们在那里除了学生之外，主要的弟兄姐妹几乎都在他们餐馆的工作的工作人员。
Because in that place, besides students, most of the brothers and sisters work in their restaurants.
所以他们常常聚会时间是在。他们不一定，但是通常都在礼拜天半夜。
So although it's not definitely set, but usually their meeting time is in the midnight of Sunday midnight.
因为在爱尔兰餐馆都开很晚，因为他们晚餐都大概8点才开始有人开始吃饭。
Because people usually will not start to eat until 8 o'clock at night, therefore the restaurants open very late in Ireland.
所以他们的聚会都是要等到餐馆关了以后才可以开始聚会。
So they cannot start to gather until the restaurants close.
所以很不容易。
So it's not easy.
那我们就利用4天的时间在那里有一个特别聚会。
So we have 4 days of special gathering there.
那他就他们就接待我们。
And they host us.
那因为为了能够节省一些费用。
In order to save some expense.
所以我们的中饭晚饭都在那个餐馆吃的。
So we had our lunch and dinner in that restaurant.
所以大概就80位左右的人在用那个餐馆。
So about 80 people ate there.
所以呢，我们的弟兄那4天把他餐馆关了。
Therefore, our brother closed his restaurant during those 4 days.
那为的是接待我们。
Just to host us.
真的，当我们去那里，实在，除了享受神话语上面的丰富以外。
Truly, that besides enjoy all the riches of God's words when we were there.
那我们实在是享受弟兄们那种接待的那个心。
We truly enjoy the hospitality of our brothers.
非常的实在
，It's so real，
很真实
，It's very real。
那个，就好像那个身体哦，是真的是感觉像一个身体一样。
Truly, we can feel it's one body。
他们平常都很忙碌
，They are often very busy。
但这是我第一次，就是有碰到有人愿意这样子摆上。他们把餐馆都关了。
But it's the first time I encountered that they are willing to put up so much. They closed up their restaurant.
他们的餐馆在当地，因为那个是一个小城，所以当地就大概没有几间中餐馆。
Because that is a small town, therefore there are very few Chinese restaurants there.
他们生意非常好。
They have very good business.
我们在当中的时候，有几天在那里要吃，常常看见有人要走进来要吃，就一看上面是关的。
When we were having meals, there usually sometimes we saw that some people wanted to go in for meals, but then they realized the restaurant were closed.
但是看怎么老是有人在那边进出。
But then they still saw people go in and out.
还是有人想要进来吃饭。
So they were still customers who would like to go in to eat.
但我们的弟兄就是把餐馆关了。
But our brother closed the restaurant.
然后呢，他招待我们的食物呢，也实在是。真的是 超乎我们所求所想。
And the food that he hosted us was more than far than we could imagine.
每一餐呢，对不起，我这边稍微讲仔细一点，因为才能感受到那样子一个在主里面接待的那种款待。
I would like to share more in detail so that we can truly feel the hospitality in the Lord.
每一餐呢，至少四样菜。
Every meal, at least we have four dishes.
四个脆。
Four trays.
至少。
At least.
然后每一餐呢，中餐、晚餐呢，四天，从来没有重复过。
Every meal for lunch and dinner, none of the dishes have been repeated.
那我们说，哦，原来是这样，所以你们生意很好。
Then we saw that that's why you have very good business.
不过他们说我们所吃的菜，他们餐馆从来不卖的。
But they say what they cook for us, they never sell that in their restaurant.
因为他说爱尔兰不吃这吃可能吃不惯这种菜。
Because they say Irish probably are not used to this type of food.
那我如果我们吃他们卖的菜呢，可能我们也吃不习惯。
So if we have what they sell, then most likely we are not used to that.
所以真的是很，我们里面从海外来的弟兄姐妹都真的很感动。
So those of us from overseas, we were truly so touched.
他们在那里，其实神的话语的供应很稀少。
Actually, when they are there, it is really little of God's word's provision.
所以当我们在当中的时候，他们听到一些讯息的时候，他们都很心里非常的激动，很兴奋。
So as they hear the messages when we were there, they were so excited.
他们觉得好像哇，这个好宝贵一样。
They felt it was so precious.
所以当我们下午有一些就是见证或者是交通的时候。
So when we had some fellowship or testimonies during the afternoon.
哇，他们好像那个自来水一样，哗啦哗啦的交通不断。
They were like the running water, they keep sharing.
那他们也交通他们的难处。
And they also share about their difficulties.
那希望我们能够帮助。
And hope that we could help them.
但是他一交通出来呢。
But as soon as they shared.
因为他们把我们当作好像都很属灵的弟兄姐妹一样。
Because they saw we were a group of spiritual brothers and sisters.
但是他们交通出来的这些问题呢。
But then, after they shared the issues they encountered.
我们其实。心里想，在我们这边也常常发生。
We actually saw that it also happened in our own places.
不是他们的问题跟我们一样。
Not that their problems had the same as us.
但他们遭遇的一些，就是中间的一些困难啊、矛盾啊或等等的一些大家意见不一样的事情呢，让我感觉好像其实我们从海外来好几个不同聚会的地方的弟兄姐妹都觉得我们也常常碰到类似这样的一些困难。
But the difficulties and the struggles and the conflicts in opinions they have shared that actually us from overseas also felt that we also encountered a similar situation.
但是他们好像就碰到那种亲人一样，碰到很好很好的一个可信赖的朋友一样，就这样跟我们交通。
So it was as if that they had met some friends who are really close.People that they truly trust, so they could share with us openly.
所以有的弟兄就跟他们讲说，感谢主，因为我们也没有答案。
So some brothers told them that thank the Lord because we also don't have an answer.
因为我们的答案在上面。
Because our answer is from above.
我们如果有答案的话
，If we do have answers,
我们就不用依靠神的带领了。
Then we no longer need to depend on his guidance.
我们不用一起寻求了。
Then we no longer need to seek him together.
若有答案，一二三。
If we do have such resolution as 1, 2, 3,
就可以解决的话。
If that can solve the problems.
也许我们都会很轻松。
Most likely we might be really easy.
但是我相信我们的生命就没有办法成熟长大。
But I believe then our life could not be mature and grow.
所以在那里那里的那群可爱的弟兄们弟兄姐妹们实在是当我们去的时候我们真的很宝贵。
So the lovely brothers and sisters there, we truly felt they are so precious.
他们对真理的好像那些看见或者是能够懂得的好像并不是太多。
They might not truly understand much about the truth or
但是他们却还是可以在身体里面有活出主的生命来。
But they're truly able to live out Lord's life in the body.
那正好给我们，因为那四天聚会完之后，我们就开始有一段就是教会的历史的旅程。
After those 4 days of gathering, then we start the church history tour.
神好像就在那里先让我们预备一下我们的心。
As if God had prepared our hearts.
让我们看见我们相隔这么远，彼此原本都不认识的。
He let us see that although we are so far away, originally we did not even know each other.
但却是因为我们有主耶稣基督同一个生命。
But because we have the same life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以在那里有相交。
So we can have fellowship.
我们可以在那里互相供应。
We could provide to one another.
他们很感谢我们能够到那里。
They truly appreciate that we could go there.
但我们更感谢主让我们有机会能够到那里。
But we even more thank the Lord that He gave us a chance to go there.
好像把我们里面又扩充了一些。
As if He has enlarged us more.
好，让我们去那边也学习了更多。
And He let us go there to learn more.
我不知道其他的，但至少对我来讲，神让我扩充一点，让我好像看见在接待圣徒身上那个好像是有一个鼓励一样。
I don't know about others, but God has enlarged me in seeing how to in the hospitality of the saints, and which also encouraged me.
所以当我们要坐飞机离开的时候
，So as we were leaving by plane,
我们是坐 bus.
We took bus.
不是他们开车载我们去的。
Not that they drove us there.
结果当我们到机场的时候
，But when we arrived at airport,
有好多位弟兄姐妹，他们自己开车去送我们。
Many brothers and sisters drove to say bye to us.
我在美国21年了。
I'm in the States for 21 years.
我们送人大概，除非是我开车要必须送他，我才去机场。
I won't go to airport unless I need to give someone rides.
我不知道其他弟兄怎么样，但是我从来没有说，我最多在聚会的地方，在家里说拜拜。
I don't know about others, but most likely I just say bye from my home or from the meeting gathering.
他们好多位开车去机场。
Many of them drove to the airport.
跟我们说再见。
To say bye to us.
好像那亲人啊，这个要分开了，就依依不舍。
As if it was a really close relative, they did not want to say bye.
这就是在主里面那个真实的生命。
So that's the true life in Christ, in the Lord.
我们只认识四天。
We only know each other for 4 days.
他们不是去说拜拜，他们赶快就把车子开走了。
Not that they just say bye and they drove away immediately.
我们在那边 check in 行李还碰到很多难处。
We encounter much difficulties when we check in our luggages.
因为我们要坐最便宜的飞机。
Because we had to take the cheapest flight.
所以那个行李呢，一个人只能10公斤。
So we could only carry 10 kilos for each person on the luggage.
只能 check in 一个行李。
And only one luggage could be checked in.
每个人至少都好几个行李。
So each one of us at least has several luggages.
每个行李都超过十几公斤。
And each luggage will exceed 10 kilos.
所以我们在那弄了很久。
So it took us such a long time there.
爱尔兰的机场又很小。
And the airport in Ireland was so small.
前前后后搞了好几个钟头。
It took us several hours.
这些弟兄姐妹就在那边等我们。
And those brothers and sisters waited there for us.
直到我们进去安全检查之后。
Until we went into the after we passed the security checkpoint.
这好像是很平常，没有什么高深的道理。
It seems it's not with a lot of knowledge.
但却是在主里面有些教训，好像就很自然的就这样流出来。
But as in the Lord, what we receive just outflows automatically.
这就是伯利兄讲说，当我们里面有那个永生的时候，那个生命就会自然有一些表现出来。
That is what Brother Bo shared, that when we have this eternal life, then this life automatically will be manifested. This kind of manifestation don't need to be faked out.
因为当我们聚会完结束，大家说再见，
actually, that it should be okay if we just end the gathering and everyone say bye.
所以我在这边会提出来，就是真的好像让我们看见，这他们也在做一个见证。
So I would like to share here because that it showed that they were being a testimony.
所以主在这上面给我很大的一个帮助。
So the Lord has greatly helped me.
让我里面能够好像被扩充一点。
As if I have been enlarged.
也但愿真的在这里交通，我相信主在那也纪念他们。
And as we share here, I believe that our Lord also remembers them.
他们在那里。 常常呼求他们，好像那个供应上面很稀少。
As they are there, they always called out as if they have very little of God's provision.
但是当他们愿意依靠主，靠着主的带领，在那里做一个见证的时候，
But when they are willing to depend on the Lord and by His guidance to be a testimony there,
我相信主也会在那纪念他们。
I believe that the Lord also remembers them there.
那后来我们就到了英国。
Then we went to England.
那我就讲几个小故事。
So I would like to share a few stories.
也是给我很大的帮助。
Also has helped me greatly.
我先讲到一个大家比较熟悉的威尔斯的大复兴。
And first I would like to share about the Welsh Revival.
在我去之前，这个我常常听过。
Before I went there, I often heard about this.
但里面的一些比较详细的那个我并不清楚。
But I did not know the details.
那我只讲这位弟兄。
I only would like to share the one brother.
伊凡罗伯兹。
Evan Roberts.
他是神在因为威尔斯大复兴所使用的一个器皿。
He was the vessel that God has used for the Welsh Revival.
但事实上神在他很小的时候就在预备他。
Actually, God already started to prepare him since he was very young.
今天不是说突然他被圣灵充满之后他就有大有能力。
Not that all of a sudden he was being filled by the Holy Spirit and he became so powerful.
但他事实上在很小的时候神就在预备他。
But actually, God started to prepare him since he was very young.
所以我在这边也鼓励在我们当中年轻的 或者是像 teenager 或者是年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Therefore, here I would also like to encourage the young people here, such as teenagers or even the young adults.
不要小看你们年轻。
Do not think as if you are young.
这位弟兄 Evan Roberts, 他12岁的时候。
When Evan Roberts, this brother was 12 years old.
其实他很小的时候，他因为他们都是矿工，他是矿工的孩子。
He was the son of a miner.
他很小的时候，在十二岁左右，他就要去矿场工作了。Since
he was so young, 12 years old, he had to work in the mine.
但是他因为很小，他不可能去挖矿。Because
he was so young, so he could not dig the mine.
所以他只能在门口呢，帮人家招呼、开门、关门，然后有一些工具啊，就递给人家。So
he could only stay at the opening place of the mine to pass the tools or just open or close the door.
但是他不单单只是帮别人摆这些东西而已。
But he did not only help others to put those tools.
每个进来的人，他都递给他一个金结。
So for every person that went in, he gave them a scripture.
然后他们就去工作了。
Then they went to work.
结束的时候，出来的时候，他帮他们东西拿下来。
So at the end, when they came out, then he took the tools from them.
他会问一句,
he asked,
主耶稣今天借这个经节有没有对你说话?
Has Lord Jesus spoke to you through the scripture today?
那时候他12岁。
At that time, he was only 12 years old.
所以他很早的时候就被主预备。
So he had been prepared by the Lord at very early age.
他不需要做什么大事。
He did not need to do something big.
他也不需要去短宣。
He did not need to go on evangelical ministries.
他就是主在这个时候，在这个地方用他。
So So the Lord at that time used him at that place.
他就做他能做的事。
He did what he could.
他就第一个经节。
He just passed on a piece of scripture.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
还有一件事情让他很大一个震撼, 就是他15岁的时候。
And there was another big impact on him when he was 15 years old.
有一天, 他, missed, 他错过了一个祷告聚会。
One day that he missed the prayer meeting.
就后来传道人来问他,
Then later the minister asked him,
你祷告会怎么没去啊?
How come you did not go to a prayer meeting?
他说我忘了,他找了一个借口。
He just used an excuse to say that I forgot.
就这位年长的弟兄跟他讲说, 你知不知道圣经有个故事?
Then this elderly brother told him that, do you know that there's a story in the Bible?
多马的故事。
Thomas.
他说多马就是有一次呢,聚会,他跑掉了。
Because Thomas once that he ran away from a gathering.
就在那一次聚会呢,主显现。
But at that such gathering that the Lord manifests himself.
哎,好可惜啊。
Such an unfortunate thing.
所以在他15岁, 这个年轻的孩子身上，他就想到啊，真的，我错过大好的机会，遇见主大好的机会。Therefore,
in such young person, 15-year-old boy, that he thought I had missed such great opportunity.
所以他从此再也不敢随随便便就，他就不聚会了。So
ever since then on, he could not dare not to go to any meetings.
因为他会担心，也许这一次我没来。 主就显现了。Because
he worried that if I miss this time, and the Lord just manifests himself there.
当然他很年轻很单纯。Of
course he was young and pure.
但在他里面，他就要把握每一次聚集的机会。But
in him, he would like to take hold of each opportunity to gather.
因为也许在那个聚会，主大大的工作。
Because maybe that in that gathering, Lord has done a great work.
他怕错过。
He was afraid to miss it.
我们有没有这样担心过呢?
Have we ever worried, concerned about this?
也许有一天我们跟多马一样。
Maybe one day we're like Thomas.
我们正好有点事情。
Maybe we just had something going on.
或者有点借口。
Or some excuses.
我们可能错过一个很宝贵的机会。
We probably would miss a very precious opportunity.
这是这位弟兄在15岁的时候。
So this brother is 15 years old.
所以他从此对主就有个很渴慕的心。
Ever since then, he had such a desire for our Lord.
他不单单聚会上面,他很认真。
Not only that he was very serious about meetings.
他后来等他再长大一点,20出头了。
Later on, when he grows to be older than 20,
他有个负担，他想要来为主工作。
He has a burden to work for our Lord.
但是他是一个矿工的孩子，所以他没有受很好很高的教育。
But he was the son of a miner, therefore he was not highly educated.
在当时候的时代，如果要做传道人的话，通常你都要去很好很好的学校。
Back then, if he would like to become a preacher, he must go to a very good school.
所以后来他就决定要去接受，去上学，去接受一些训练。Later
on, then he decided to go to school to be trained.
结果他去了。He
went.
但是神的带领很奇妙。But
God's guidance was very amazing.
神却在当时让他提早毕业了。
God let him graduate early.
因为他几乎没有上过课。
Because actually he did not even took any classes.
圣灵催促他回来。
The Holy Spirit rushed him to return.
因为他回来正好参加一个聚会。
Because as he returned, he went for a meeting.
他在那个聚会。
In that gathering.
神的手大大的工作。
God's hand greatly done upon him.
而且那个聚会呢，其实那个不是一个什么特别那种奉献的聚会。
And actually, that gathering was not some kind of revival meeting.
那个聚会是当他在聚会当中 其中旁边有个弟兄有个祷告。
During the meeting, that there was another brother had a prayer.
说神啊，求你折服我。
He said, Lord, please bend me.
他就是因为那句话。
Just because of that word.
他向神俯伏在，在他俯伏在神的面前。
He prostrate before God.
他里面一个祷告。
And in him there was a prayer.
他说主啊，求你折服我。
He said, Lord, please bend me.
求你折服我们的教会。
Please bend our meeting.
就在那个聚会之后。
After that gathering,
威尔斯大复兴的火就开始烧起来了。
The fire of the Welsh revival was led.
神用的这一位青年人。
God has used such young man.
就刚刚二十出头。
Just a little bit over 20 years old.
在那一带。
In that area.
做了一个很大的复兴。
Had done a great revival.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹可能对那段复兴时候的一些影响都很熟悉。
I'm sure a lot of brothers and sisters are very familiar with the influence of that revival.
因为那时候在英国的社会其实是蛮黑暗的，很堕落。
Because back then in the English society it was full of darkness and corruption.
犯罪、酗酒等等很多，就那时候是很不好的一个社会。
A lot of crimes and also even alcoholic. It was a really bad society.
但威尔斯大复兴那一段，就是那一年。
But that year of the Welsh revival.
整个社会被翻转过来。
The whole society got turned upside down.
那时候报纸怎么形容？
How did the newspaper even describe it?
法院跟警察局都关门了。
All the court and the police station even closed.
卖酒的 也关门了。
And the liquor stores even closed.
因为大家都去聚会了。
Because everyone went to gatherings.
大家来到神的面前。
Everyone came before God.
悔改，认罪，信主。
They repent and confess their sins and believe unto the Lord.
大家没有，不是去努力去做社区工作，改善环境。
Not that they did try to do some social work to change their surroundings.
他们来到聚会当中就遇见主。
They came to the meetings and met the Lord.
那时候的弟兄，这位弟兄其实他不是天天做布兴奋布道大会。
Actually, this brother did not have all those big revival gatherings.
甚至有时候在聚会当中，他们就安静在那边祷告、唱诗。
Sometimes during the gatherings, they were just staying quiet to sing hymns and pray.
但人就不断的进来。
But people just came in.
他那时候也学一个功课。
And he also learned a lesson.
主啊，若你没有叫我讲话，我也不讲话。
I will not speak if Lord you did not ask me to speak.
但是当主要他开口的时候。
But when the Lord want him to open his mouth.
哇，那好像天上开了一个大那个水坝打开一样。
As if the water gate was open from heaven.
所以那一年。
So in that one year.
有十万人信主。
100,000 people believe the Lord.
我们知道约翰卫斯理也是一个很有名的传道人。
We know that John Wesley was also a famous preacher.
他一生也拯救了很多的灵魂。
For his entire life, he also saved a lot of souls.
他一生，卫斯理，他一生也是差不多拯救了十万的灵魂。
In his entire life, John Wesley also saved about 100,000 souls.
但我不是在这里要比较他们工作谁比较好。
I'm not here to compare who did a better work.
但我要讲的就是说，这位年轻人，他愿意交在神的手中。
I would like to say is that this young man would like to commit himself unto God's hand.
也但愿主 在这里也真的是激励我们。
So may the Lord encourage us.
他从小就好像被主预备一样。
He has been prepared by the Lord ever since he was young.
所以神能使用他。
Therefore, God could use him.
我们如果没有这样的心的话，
If we do not have this, such heart,
神怎么用我们呢？
How can God use us?
他没有很大的学问。
He was not well educated.
但神却大大的用他。
But God greatly used him.
是真的很奇妙的事情。
It was very amazing.
那我再讲一个故事。
And I want to share one story.
这个弟兄呢也是很有名的弟兄。
And this is also a famous brother.
是七伯门弟兄。
Robert Chapman.
他是弟兄会里面几个比较等于是有名的弟兄们。
He was among one of the famous brothers among the brethren movement.
这位弟兄呢他是在他家很有钱。
He was from a very wealthy family.
他本来是住在伦敦的近郊。
Originally, he lived in the suburban of London.
但是主在他里面有个负担。
But the Lord gave him a burden.
他要搬去那个贫穷的地方住。
He wanted to move to the poor area.
去跟那里的弟兄姐妹，或者去那里帮助那里的人。
To help the brothers and sisters of the people there.
所以他搬到一个地方叫做Barnstable.
So he moved to the place called Barnstable.
我也没听过。
I have also never heard of it before.
是在 Bristol, 就是Bristol 也是英国的大城，工业大城的附近。
It was also close to Bristol, which is a big industry city.
所以他就搬到那边去住。
So he moved there.
帮助那里的弟兄姐妹。
And helped the brothers and sisters there.
那这位弟兄呢，为什么会特别提？
So why did I specially mention about this brother?
我们知道在弟兄运动里面有三个很重要的支柱。
We know that there are three big pillars among the brother movement.
这个弟兄可能是我们里面比较不熟的。
He might be one of those we are unfamiliar with.
其他两位大家都常常听了。
The other two, most likely you hear about them often.
一个就是John Darby.
One is the John Darby.
就Darby, 我们常常受到很多的帮助。
The Darby who we usually receive much help from.
所以他被称为the man of word, 就是因为他对神话语的那个看见很透亮。
He was being called the man of word because he had truly seen the light of God's words.
那另外一位呢是我们可能更熟悉了，就是乔治穆勒弟兄。
And the other one we might be even more familiar with, that's George Mueller.
我相信大家可能都知道最有名的故事就是他办了孤儿院。
I think probably everyone knows that the most famous story that was that he had orphanage.
那他完全是信心仰望主的。
And he totally depend on the Lord by faith.
他们常常有一段时间开饭的时候根本面包在哪里都不知道。
Oftentimes before they start to eat, they did not even know where the bread was.
不是一次，好几次。
Not just once, but many times.
他们很缺乏。
They were in great need.
但是他们在信心里面开饭了，那他就说桌上是空的。
But by faith, they say that let's eat, but the table was empty.
他说我们还是谢饭祷告。
But we will still give grace.
当他们祷告完的时候
，After they pray,
门铃响了。
Then the doorbell rang.
不知道谁送了一卡车的面包。
And they didn't know who sent this whole truck of bread.
他的故事我相信有不少弟兄姐妹知道。
I believe that a lot of brothers and sisters know about his story.
所以他被称为是一个祷告的人 ,the man of prayer.
So he was being called the man of prayer.
这是其中这第二位。
So that's the second brother.
那第三位就是刚才我一开始提的七伯门弟兄。
And the third brother is the brother Chapman I mentioned.
那他被称为 the man of love, 爱的人。
And he was being called the man of love.
因为 他实在是有那个爱。
Truly that he has the love.
从主里来的爱。
The love from the Lord.
有个故事。
There was a story.
有个住在澳大利亚的姐妹。
A sister living in Australia.
想要写信跟他交通。
Would like to write a letter to fellowship with him.
但你知道刚才我讲那个地方都没人听过。
But you know the place I mentioned, nobody heard about that.
他住的那个地方实在是小地方。
That was such a little place he lived.
所以那姐妹不知道他住，忘记他住址了。
So that sister forgot his address.
那他就是写了那个 Robert Chapman.
So she put down Robert Chapman.
然后底下写了一行。
And next she wrote.
爱的大学。
University of Love.
那我们知道地上根本没有，英国根本没有这间大学。
And you, we know that there's no such university in England.
他就是说爱的大学UK.
She just wrote that University of Love, UK.
然后这个信呢就寄到我们弟兄手上。
And this letter arrived in the hands of our brother.
那我们就知道这位弟兄他的爱实在是一个很美好的见证。
So we know that this brother's love truly was a very beautiful testimony.
也因为这样子。
And because of that.
所以不管是跟他立场一样的或不一样的。
So regardless of those who see the same thing as him or not.
他们说这是一位真正的弟兄。
They say that he is a true brother.
Brother indeed.
Brother indeed.
是真正的弟兄。
He's a brother indeed.
因为他完全所做的就像是像 有主那个生命的显露出来。
So all he did was truly the manifestation of our Lord's life.
他常常服侍弟兄姐妹。
He often ministered unto brothers and sisters.
他常常在那边经过一些弟兄姐妹经过留在那边他接待他们。
He often hosts those brothers and sisters who pass by that place.
那他有个要求。
And he had a requirement.
你如果要住在我家的话。
If you would like to stay in my place.
那你要接受我一个要求。
But you must accept my request.
他不是说你来住就来住。
It's not that you can just come.Whenever.
所以他说你如果要住在停留在 我家的话他说那你必须晚上睡觉前你要把你的鞋子摆在门外。
He said that if you like to stay in my place, then before you go to bed, you have to leave your shoes outside the door.
我一开始以为是说他有洁癖。
At first, I thought he was such a clean freak.
怕那个鞋子在里面太臭了。
I thought that the shoes might smell.
但是他不是。
But he was not like that.
他把鞋子摆在门外是早上起来那个鞋子都擦得干干净净的。
The reason he asked the shoes to be put outside was that in the morning, all the shoes were being cleaned.
他是怕弟兄们不肯接受这样的服侍。
He was afraid that the brothers did not want to accept such service.
所以他很可爱他说你要住我这边有个要求。
So he said that if you would like to stay in my place, I have a request.
他是真正替弟兄们洗脚的。
He truly washed brothers' feet.
然后他生活习惯也是他很早睡。
And his lifestyle is that he sleeps very early.
他也很早起来。
And he also woke up very early.
早上四点多就起来了。
He woke up around 4 a.m. in the morning.
那他是晚上睡觉前他会洗个热水澡。
And at night before he went to bed, he would took a hot shower.
早上起来他还要再洗一次。
In the morning, he took the shower again.
他洗个冷水澡。
But in cold water.
大家可以学学看，因为他活到九十九岁。
Then you can try to learn about it because he lived until 99 years old.
但他早上起来四点多起来。
He woke up in the morning at around 4 a.m.
那他开始跟主有交通。
He started to have fellowship with the Lord.
那他的交通跟我们一般也不太一样。
And the way he fellowship was also different from us.
他是走出去。
He walked out.
我们的弟兄从来不骑马。
Our brother never rode on horse.
他都用走路的。
He always walked.
他曾经在爱尔兰, 因为爱尔兰那时候有碰到有饥荒, 他去帮助那里的弟兄们。
Once that he went to Ireland to help the brothers there because of the famine.
他走遍了爱尔兰。
He walked all around Ireland.
他也曾经走到意大利。
He also walked,
走到西班牙。
He also walked to Spain before.
他每天早上短一点, 他就走4点多一直走, 走到大概7点, 然后在外面一个城, 他吃早饭。
So if it's in short distance, he walked from 4 a.m. till 7 a.m., then he had breakfast in another town.
他就这个时间跟主交通。
So he took the time to fellowship with the Lord.
若主还有感动,
if the Lord gave him more feelings,
有时候他一直走到中午,
sometimes he walked until noon,
然后中午才吃中饭,
then he had lunch.
那他是这样一个可爱的弟兄。
He is such a lovely brother like this.
那我们就是, 这样子, 所以去那边,
so because of that, we went there to visit.
所以实在是一个, 在主里面, 那个主的那个生命, 很奇妙的, 很自然的就这样出来了。
Truly, so the life of the Lord just manifested.
那这位弟兄不是说, 他嘴巴讲爱这样子而已。
So our brother does not just talk about love.
他就是一步一步就坐在, 弟兄们的身上,
step by step, he did on brothers and sisters.
那他是在1903还04年去世的。
If I'm not being mistaken, I think he passed away in 1903 or 04.
所以距离现在差不多100年了。
So about 100 years ago from now.
我们去那里, 要去看他曾经住的地方，要去看他聚会的地方，还有他埋葬的地方。
We went there to see the place he lived, he gathered, and also he buried.
那因为已经很久了。
Because it was such a long time ago.
这边有一个很奇妙的故事。
Here, a very amazing testimony here.
当我们去那里, 要到他聚会的地方想要, 就是去那里, 我们知道已经拆掉了, 但是就是他以前聚会那条街上。
So we visit the street and the place that he gathered, although we knew the place already was taken down.
但因为拆掉了, 所以那条路比我们前面的马路大概只有我们前面马路一半而已。
Actually, that street was only half the width of the street in front of this building.
然后那长度大概也没有我们这个 block 长度长。
And it was shorter than this block.
很小的一条马路。
A very small, narrow street.
那已经拆掉了。
And the place was torn down already.
所以我们一群人呢, 就像昨天一样, 大家拿着照相机, 就乱照。
So a bunch of us were trying to take pictures anywhere without knowing anything.
因为那个building不见了嘛。
Because the building already was gone.
然后大家都猜, 也许这里, 也许那里。
So everyone was guessing, maybe here or there.
所以一条路上就是看到这么多, 大部分都, 中国的弟兄姐妹。
So in that street, all you saw was mostly Chinese brothers and sisters.
那就在这时候, 因为那时候也下了大雨。
And it was under heavy rain.
那很奇妙, 我们碰到一个人。
Very amazingly, we met a man.
那正好有弟兄就去问他说, 知不知道, 这以前曾经有个聚会的 building?
Then a brother asked him if you know about this building that used for gathering.
就那个人说, 那个 building 我在里面拆过。
Then that man said that I actually worked to tore down this building before.
他还跑去, 他家就在旁边, 他跑去把那个很旧的街道的那个地图拿出来给我们看。
He lived really close by, so he brought a map of this old street to show us.
很奇妙。
Very amazing.
就在那种大雨当中就跑出来一个这样的人。
In such heavy rain, someone like this came out.
但更奇妙的, 当我们大家都拿着地图在照的时候,
But even more amazing when everyone was trying to take the picture of the map.
那一辆车开进来, 他在路边一停, 下来一个老先生,
So a car drove by, he stopped and came out an older gentleman.
大概七八十岁,
about 70 or 80 years old.
那你知道吗? 这么多人, 又是都是这种脸孔, 一定都会觉得奇怪在干什么, 这个地方从来没有什么, 也不是风景, 风, 那个, 也不是一个风景的那个景点。
Since that was not a scenery sight, so it must be strange that there were so many people standing there.
所以他下来问我们在干什么?
So he came down to ask what we were doing.
我们说我们在找 Robert Chapman的, 他以前聚会的地点。
We told him that we were trying to find the meeting location of Robert Chapman.
这位老先生他说,我以前就在这边聚会。
And this older gentleman said that I gathered here before.
他还知道这一段历史。
And he knew about the history.
哇,真的,我们不知道该怎么说。
We did not know what to say.
就像昨天神也差了一个公园的警察来。
Just like yesterday, God also sent us a ranger in the park.
那这位老先生他就告诉我们他知道,所以后来呢,因为我们之后要去他的墓园,不是这老先生,是 Robert Chapman的墓园。
So this older gentleman also told us he knows about it, and also later we need to visit the grave of Robert Chapman.
因为你知道在美国那个墓园路很久的话,你根本不太可能找得到他墓碑在哪里。
If the cemetery is very old, then it would be very hard for you to find where his grave was.
那他说他知道,
and he said he knew.
他说他可以带我们去,
he said he can guide us there.
那我们去那墓园其实不是 为了什么迷信?
We went there not for some superstition.
因为他墓碑, Robert Chapman, 他的墓碑上有一行字。
Because on the grave of Robert Chapman, there's this phrase.
就是他用约翰一书里面写的。
He used what it wrote on the first John.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以我们想去,
Therefore, we wanted to go.
结果我们去了,
then we went, we truly thank the Lord.
要不是这位老弟兄带我们去,
if not because this elder brother who guided us there, we definitely could not find it.
因为已经100年了,
because already 100 years.
上面的字已经很斑驳,
All of the words and graves there was not clear anymore.
墓园好大,
and the cemetery was huge.
那天下了很大的雨,
it was under heavy rain that day.
神就这样子派了一个弟兄来,
then God just sent us a brother.
所以我们大家就很高兴, 很受激励, 我们就去了。
So we were so joyful and we were so encouraged, we went.
然后我们在那边也有一点祷告, 也有一点诗歌,
and we had prayers and also sang hymns there.
然后就结束, 我们就要离开,
and we ended, we were leaving.
因为我们实在是为这位老弟兄, 我们感谢主,
and truly we thank the Lord for this brother.
所以我们就, 要离开之前, 请他, 上游览车, 跟我们讲几句话, 然后说再见。
So before we leave, we ask him to come up to our coach to say some words, and we say bye to him.
但是这位弟兄他讲不出话来。
But this brother, he was out of words.
他一开口, 他眼泪就掉下来。
As soon as he opened his mouth, the tears came down.
他说现在100年了。
He said it's been 100 years.
已经没有人记得谁是七伯门弟兄了。
Nobody even remember who is brother Robert Chapman.
但在今天却有差不多三四十位的从这么远的地方 跑来这个一个从来没有人去旅游的一个小镇。
But today, about 30 or 40 people that came to such small town that nobody, not even a tourist went.
他甚至觉得是神纪念他。
He even felt that God has remembered him.
在他年纪这么大的时候。
When he is such in elderly age.
好像给他一个很大的安慰。
As if have comforted him greatly.
他看到既然有这一群人来到当中。
He has seen that such a group came among there.
所以他心里很激动。
So he felt so... So touched inside.
我们认识不到一个钟头。
It was less than 1 hour we know each other.
这就是生命的见证。
And that is the testimony of life.
这是很真实的。
This is so real.
我们也跟他们讲。
We also told him.
我们好像就是这些弟兄们所结的果子。
We were like the fruit of those brethren.
我们今天能够来。
We were able to go.
实在神在做了这个奇妙的工作。
Truly because God has done such amazing work.
后来我们也大家就说拜拜。
Then later we all say bye.
哦，对了，他说，其实他正在写一本书，已经快完成了。
And he said that he was writing a book almost finished.
就是写一本有关七佛门弟兄的书。
He was writing about a book about Robert Chapman.
很奇妙，神就让我们在那个时间就相聚了。
Very amazingly that God just let us meet him at that moment.
当我们车子离开，他在下面，还是他也不愿意离去，他就在那边跟我们挥手。
When our coach left, he did not want to leave, so he keeps waving to us.
雨下好大。
It was raining very heavily.
那因为那个路，欧洲路都非常窄，那个大巴是只能往前开到一段时间，才能再 U turn 回来。
As the street in Europe was very narrow, so the coach had to U-turn to turn back.
我们走到前面走了 一段路之后再 U-turn 回来。
So as we drove to the front and U-turn,
我们的弟兄还站在那里。
Our brother was still standing there.
所以主真的很恩待我们。
So the Lord has been really gracious to us.
我们去看这位爱的弟兄。
We went to see this man, this brother of love.
神就让我们能够亲尝那个在主里面那个说不出来的那个爱。
So God also let us taste this love that's described in the Lord.
我们是等于误打误撞。
This was not within our plan. But God has arranged everything for us.
是很奇妙。
Very amazing.
让我们看见神就是爱。
Truly, let's see that God is love.
那个爱不需要在口中讲了。
This love no longer needs to be spoken to.
我们看到那个老弟兄真的很爱我们。
We truly see that brother truly loves us.
他也不需要我们什么帮助。
He also did not need our help.
但是他 却是因着神在神手中安排之下，我们能够遇见。
But under God's plan that we were able to meet.
我们大家彼此都得到激励。
Every one of us was so encouraged.
所以我们真的很感谢主。
So truly we thank the Lord.
虽然这是几个小故事。
Although those were only a few stories.
其实还有很多故事。
But actually there were a lot of stories.
不过但是这在神的生命里面 这些都真实的。
But in God's love, all these are real.
每一次这样碰见都不是偶然的。
Those were not by coincidence that we met.
但愿我们在这个世代的时候
Pray that in this generation
能够好像这些曾经在主手中所使用的器皿见证人
For all those vessels and witnesses being used by the Lord
我们也能够愿意顺服在他的手中
We're also willing to obey under his hand
像在爱尔兰那些简单的弟兄姐妹们
Like in Ireland, those very simple brothers and sisters
对主有个渴慕
They have such desire for the Lord
像 Evan Roberts 一样
Like Evan Roberts
他从小 就在主面前好像被主预备一样
Ever since he was young, he was being prepared by the Lord
他不因为他年轻他还小
Not that he was young
但是他愿意被主所使用
But he was willing to be used by the Lord
那也像我们这位爱的弟兄一样
So like our brother of love
他愿意弯下腰来服侍弟兄姐妹
He was willing to bend down to serve the brothers and sisters
他愿意在那个他那个时代里服侍那一世代的人
He was willing to serve the people of his generation
我们不知道主什么时候还要再来
We don't know when the Lord will come back again
但是只要我们在主有一天的时间
But as long as we have one day in the Lord,
我们就把握一天的机会。
Then we take hold of the opportunity in that day.
保罗说不要做糊涂人。
Paul said, do not be foolish.
我们要宝贵主给我们的机会。
We have to be precious of the opportunity the Lord gives to us.
我们也没有太多的时间能够浪费。
We also do not have much more time to waste.
我们不知道能不能像 Robert Chapman 一样能够活到99岁。
We don't know if we're able to live like Robert Chapman up to 99 years old.
但他每天他都是在主的手中。
But daily he commit himself in Lord's hands.
他都在服侍弟兄姐妹。
He was serving brothers and sisters.
最后他在葬礼的时候。
At his funeral.
英国皇家的人还有英国国教安利甘会的人等等各样各式宗派的人都来送他
All those from royal family in UK and also those from Anglican church in England
虽然那些在真理上面都是看见很不同的
Although they have all the different scenes in truth
但是他们知道是真他是真他是一个真正的弟兄
But they all know that he is a brother indeed.
今天我们好像站在我们弟兄的肩膀上一样。
Today, as we are standing on our brother's shoulder.
有些真理，神让我们稍微看见一点点。
There are some truths that God has revealed to show us a little bit.
所以我们好像站在他们的肩膀上一样。
So as if we are standing on their shoulders.
但愿他们在主面前活出这样的见证。
So.As they have lived out such testimony before the Lord.
那我们今天在这个世代，我们也能够好像这样受到激励，我们也能够盼望，在主的恩典里面，我们也能够活出这样的见证。
And also that in this generation we can be encouraged, and by His grace we can also live out such testimony.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们真的是要呼求，我们感谢你。
Lord, truly we cry out that we thank you.
我们是何等样的人
？What kind of people we are？
我们却能够在这个身体里面
But we are able to be in this body.
哦，主啊，在你荣耀旨意里面。
In your glorious will.
主啊，求主让我们真的，让我们心里面只是担心我们没有办法活出这个荣耀。
We are just worried that we cannot live out such glorious life.
主啊，所以我们需要你。
Lord, that's why we need you.
就好像那些在我们前面的弟兄们一样。
Just like the brethren that were in front of us.
主啊，求主让我们在这个世代，在这里能够真为成为你的见证。
Let us be in this generation become your testimony.
主啊，因为那个永生，那个生命在我们里面是真实的。
Because the eternity in us are real.
主啊，我们不是要做什么。
Not that we have to do something.
但是但愿那个生命在我们里面是很自然就这样发表出来。
But may this life be fully manifested in us.
主啊，也宽广我们的里面的心。
And also enlarge us.
主啊，让我们能够看见主啊，你所要我们看见的。
So that we can see what you would like us to see.
主啊，但愿当我们还在这里有机会聚集在一起的时候。
As we still have the opportunity to gather here,
保守每一位弟兄姐妹。
Keep each brother and sister.
主啊，让我们在你的旨意里面，主在这里真的好像一个金灯台一样。
So in your will, here we are like the golden lampstand.
也但愿我们能够与众圣徒一同奔跑那天路。
And also together with all the saints, we can run the heavenly race.
我们当中没有一个漏掉的。
None of us are being left behind.
从年长的到年幼的
From the elderly to the young ones.
主啊，我们能够既欢喜又坚稳地走在这条路上。
So we can joyfully and steadily walking on this path.
主啊，是的，这是一条路。
Yes, this is the way.
主啊，这不是一个理论。
Not that it's a theory.
主啊，这也不是外面能够建造的。
It's not something we can build up from outside.
乃是主你自己在你的身体里面做那个奇妙建造的工作。
But Lord, you are doing this amazing building up work in the body.
但愿这个身体能够忠实的一直能够走在这条路上。
Pray that this body can faithfully walk on this way.
直到再见你的日子。
Until the day we see you again.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give thanks and praise unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.